This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and Jared Hull speaking in place of my grandmother, my Mimi, Billy Brim. First of all, just welcome. And if you guys were with us yesterday, you were able to know that this week we were honored to have the special gifts to the body and pastors and also the heads of at Billy Brim Canadian offices, the pastors Diana and Dieter Tripke. And yesterday we just kind of went into the, I guess you could say, the who, what, when, where, why a little bit. And what you guys are doing, and also the vision, which is not a separate vision, you know, of that within the Billy Brim Ministries part, but also I know later on what I want to get into the church, you know, individually as well. But the Lord kind of brought up, he's been bringing up, and we'll just start off here, and we'll kind of go off that foundation. But in Psalms 127, and just give me a real quick second, I'll read it for you. But it says, and now I have the New American Standard, so it's a little different. But unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Again, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Now, it doesn't say that those who are laboring, that they don't build it. They build it in vain. It's something's being built, but it's in vain. So many people, they have man's plans, man's ideas, man's thoughts. And you know what? They're good and they're great, but where's the time? It's the Father has his plans. The Father has his purposes for the church, for the body, for pastors, Tripke pastors in Canada, for you driving in your car. He has the plan for you right now. If you're driving in a car, he has a plan for you the next hour. He has a specific plan. And I do not want to labor in vain. And that's why I just love seeing how the Lord working out these what he wants to be said. As we're sitting here at a hotel, we're having meetings right now. You guys will hear this recording later in November, but this is the last week of October, and we're sitting here at the Autumn Assembly. And so I have the Pastor Diana, Pastor Dieter. Just first of all, thank you so much for taking the time that you guys, I know you guys are busy. He's like bowing, but it means a lot that you guys come, and it means a lot the ministry that you guys do. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the family. It means a lot to my grandmother. But most importantly, it means a lot to the Father.
Amen. Yeah, we love working for God, number one.
Yeah.
And then working for your family, and then also working for what we do at Victory Life Fellowship. We've got great people, and again, I'm going to let Dieter continue sharing.
Sure,
he started yesterday just talking a little bit about, you know, extending those tent pegs, you know, vision for, you know, it really isn't any different church as it is with Billy Brim Ministries to spread the gospel.
You know, before he goes off to that, I was kind of thinking almost like a separate identity that was a separation between the border of Canada and America. I was kind of looking at it like that, but then when, you know, he kind of shut me down a little bit, and he's like, I was going to progress into something about the church, and he's like, well, and it was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And if you want to kind of go back to that was really good how he showed you like a tent and the peg, extending the vision and what the Father wants, and how you shared that. That'd be Pastor.
Yes, we are so privileged to be a part of Billy Brim Ministries and to have that divine appointment from Bob Oakes, who came up to us and says, would you like to continue running the Canadian office? We were so honored. Basically, it was like, who are we? But as I shared yesterday, I've always seen this wonderful word message, this, as Sister Billy puts it, the word and the spirit,
mm-hmm.
both
right,
the
right,
whole
right,
message.
Right, right.
Coming into Canada in a way that we may not have seen it in the past,
right.
And for I always see it as we are so privileged to have gone to Rhema, have mm-hmm. Been placed where we're placed, and mm-hmm. sometimes it feels like dry ground compared to down here in the United States, but there is no distinction in the spirit,
right.
And I see it as a big tent that we're pulling that final peg all the way up
really
to where
good.
We belong, where we are staked. We don't go where it's easy, we go where the Lord wants us
right.
to go, and we are so privileged to have had the Brims and Reverend Chip Brim come to our church and minister the Word of God. and not as an American minister. He's part, like, we're family. And right. He has come in with the word. It's been so well received, and we so look forward to them coming back and ministering and sharing the word of God again. And so the word is alive in Canada, and, yes. and it's due to the connections that we yes. have through this ministry, Billy Brim Ministries, and through staking our claim yeah. of territory and saying this is, you know, this is holy ground. This is,
right.
we are here and we're going to stay here, whether right. it's easy, whether it's hard. The word of God is to be preached, is yeah. to be shared, is to yeah. be delivered yeah. Uncompromisingly to
right.
The people, the folks yeah. in Canada. And I don't believe we're any stiffer than the Americans. We just don't know better. You know, we yeah. just we just haven't heard some of the
right.
you know, the great
well,
revivals.
The, yeah, the, really, the even sometimes the caliber of teaching. It's to bring that up into Canada.
Sure.
And as well as we've got Canadians that, you know, are used of God. Of course we are. You know, yeah. all over the world we are. And to do whatever it takes. We're hooked up with fellow Canadians yeah. Ministries as well, that we take books and products that
Very
Billy
cool.
Brim Ministries
Very
carries.
Cool. Yeah.
And we hook up with them. And they take it even further north into
oh,
the Arctic.
Wow.
I'm not sure if
wow.
I told you about this, Jared.
No,
we're
you didn't.
Hooked up with
uh-uh.
with the gentleman's name is Bill Prankard.
Okay.
Bill Prankard Evangelistic Ministries.
Okay.
And he has a ministry that goes up into Russia, into the Arctic,
wow.
and ministers to the Eskimos. So Billy Brim Ministries goes up to the Arctic.
Very cool.
Because of the ministries that we're hooked up with. So again, you know, taking that tent peg and even reaching
yeah.
even further north,
the world
Billy Brim
north.
Is up in the Arctic.
Very neat.
You know, so we do what we can to expand it into our territories.
Yes. Well, you know, we still have like a good amount of time here, but I just wanted real quick, I just go into prayer. And Lord, we thank you for this day and the purpose and what you want to say in the few extra minutes, and we just plead the blood over it, and we thank you for it. We thank you for the listeners,
mm-hmm.
that their hearts,
yes.
that the Holy Spirit, Spirit. Holy Spirit, we say the words that you say, but you're the one who works it.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, you're the one with, you're the power, Father,
yes.
not our words, but your words through us. In the
yes.
name of Jesus, and we
Jesus
thank
name.
You, Father,
yes.
for those, your will being accomplished today
yeah.
in the lives of those who are hearing in Jesus'
yeah.
name. So, now, if it's okay, just a little bit, you guys, besides your pastors of your church and your church Victory Life Fellowship, and it's in British Columbia.
Yeah, in Kelowna.
Kelowna.
Yeah.
So is it the same British Columbia?
Kelowna is the city. British
okay.
Columbia is the province.
Okay, I'm
like
learning.
Your state.
I'm learning here. Okay. And so if, like, if, you know, share a little bit, I don't know, if whatever, however the Holy Spirit, if something with whatever with your church or just in your heart.
Well, you know what, because we keep talking about plans and purposes.
Yes,
I
yes.
keep going back to this, I guess because we were just talking to a lady at lunch today,
mm-hmm.
and there was a call to for, you know, just, you know, who do you think you are kind of thing, you know? It's
sure.
like,
yeah,
you
right.
know, each and every one of us, God has a plan and a purpose. And I just feel to just share this, that,
sure.
you know, coming from Canada,
mm-hmm.
You know, I come from a northern city called Prince George, British Columbia, and,
right.
and Dieter was actually born in Germany. They immigrated over into Canada, and we met in a little German Baptist church. And so, you know, you think, okay, what good thing could ever come out
wow.
of British Columbia or even Prince George? You know, and I've thought about that many times, and really all it's been is being, you know, faithful to God, seeking God.
Yielded
to him, wanting to do what the Father wants.
Right.
And from that, you know, you think, here we are, years and years later, we've been in the ministry for, you know, 26 years, 24 at our church. and again, just, it's an adventure, following him and just seeking him, like Chip said today,
right.
just going, Lord, what is your will?
Right.
And, you know, even at the church, just with the people that are there, we're not a huge congregation, but our heart is to serve people,
right.
to serve them, and even in our community, do what we can to love them and again, bring that word message out into the community. You know, in the past, we've had Bible school, different things, and one of the big things that we do in our community is we take people and we put on events just to serve our community. And
mm-hmm.
we've seen over the last 10 years, this coming up even this Christmas, we're doing a Christmas Day dinner.
Mm-hmm.
it brings our community together.
Sure.
That what's happened is the city, Kelowna, looks at the church, not
right.
just our church, but the churches in general now going, church is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because we've, you know, taken
right.
the word and we've shed the love of God abroad into our communities.
Right.
And so, again, just to serve Christ as you know, individuals and do what we can do. But anybody can do that using what you've got, taking just yourself and going, God, I'm yielded to you.
Right.
Use me.
Right.
Just like the lady today, she was saying, she says, you know, I didn't think God would ever use me. I was like a closet Christian praying and
yeah.
didn't do much. And here she is now, an associate pastor of quite a large church and
cool.
travels the world just
cool.
because she was willing
right.
to say, Lord, use me.
Right.
And I think each and every one, one of us, if we would just every day just say,
yield
Lord.
Yield ourselves.
Yeah. Mm. Lord, here I am. Use me.
Yeah.
Well, going back to our humble beginnings, if I was the Lord, I wouldn't have chosen me.
Yeah,
yeah, that's how I feel.
Me too.
You know, I was grew up in a bakery, and boy, I sure didn't feel I had anything to offer. But when the Word of God
yeah,
became
right.
alive into
that's
our
right,
hearts
yeah.
through the Full Gospel
yeah.
Businessman,
okay.
I used to stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning. I had to go to work at 3 and just read book after yeah. book after
wow.
book.
Hungry,
God. Starving.
Yeah.
For the things of God, and yeah, I'd come to work and I just mouth off. I was so
yeah.
excited for the things of God, and from there, every time we went to a Full Gospel meeting, we had words of prophecy. The
mm-hmm.
God, you know, he needed to pull us out. He needed
right.
to speak a word into our lives.
Right.
And you know, if I could be encouraging to anybody that
yeah.
feels,
yeah.
you know, like, hey, I'm worthless, I'm nobody.
Right.
If you're just willing and obedient and
yeah.
get excited for God, you just go with it. Just say, Lord, use me. Where the plans and purposes of
yes.
God for your
yes.
life
yeah.
will start developing and showing
good.
Up, and the
right.
divine connections, the speakers that will speak into your life, the
yeah.
the leading of the Holy Spirit, a word. If you know, there's several words of prophecy that came forward. I almost hid under the table because they were so consistent, and so every month when we had a Full Gospel meeting, there was a word of prophecy, and I'm like, oh, they're just doing it because I'm dressed in a suit or whatever.
Yeah.
No, they do. The Holy Spirit was finding us
yeah.
and
seeking
directing
you guys
and,
out.
Yeah.
yeah, he was seeking us out, leading our lives to the point where here we are in Kelowna, pastoring a church and you know, part of Billy Brim Ministries, and who knows if as we continue to be obedient, who knows the steps of a righteous
yes.
man and woman are
yeah.
ordered over the Lord,
yes.
he will direct your life. So
yes.
take heart, take courage in that God's got that special plan. Write it down. It's Proverbs 19, verse 21. Many plans are in the man's mind, but the Lord's purpose for him is that which will stand.
Amen. That's good.
Now, we're about to leave here. If you want to quickly, your website and contact
sure,
info, Pastor Diana.
It's www.billybrimcanada.com. Give us a call at 1-877-868-8470 or mail us something at P.O. Box 285, Kelowna, BC, V1Y9H2.
You guys can also find the Canadian office's information on our website, the United States website, billybrim.org, and under contact us, you'll find out our information, and you'll be able to, you know, anything you want to say. Also, their information, like I said. So again, thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and you guys have a blessed day. Bye-bye.